The longest war in U.S. history continues to wind down, but this year's target of reducing U.S. troop levels to less than 6,000 could be in flux, according to General John Campbell, who appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
President Ghani is a credible and effective partner. He has asked for NATO and the United States to provide some flexibility in our planning to account for the fact that his government remains in transition. I have provided options on adjusting our force posture through my chain of command.
Slowing the U.S. drawdown in Afghanistan would find backing in the Republican-led Congress, where some lawmakers believe America's withdrawal from Iraq set the stage for the rise of the Islamic State. Committee Chairman John McCain warned against a repeat in Afghanistan.
The lack of presence creates a vacuum, and we've seen what fills that vacuum in Syria and Iraq. The ungoverned spaces will allow terrorists to foment the same disaster in Afghanistan as we have seen in Iraq.
A similar concern was expressed a day earlier by former U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker.
We have to understand that wars don't end when we withdraw our troops. That is what our adversaries are waiting for. And I hope that we maintain the requisite force levels to ensure that we are supporting the Afghan military and police.
Hello, Bagram!
The Obama administration is stressing day-to-day flexibility in pursuit of a fixed long-term goal. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The president has authorized and ordered, in fact, a staged withdrawal, a responsible withdrawal of American military personnel from Afghanistan. And the president, throughout that time, has preserved for himself the flexibility to respond to the security situation on the ground.
General Campbell said cooperation between international forces and Afghanistan has improved since President Ghani assumed office and a bilateral agreement was signed allowing a continued U.S. military presence in the country. He said U.S. and NATO-trained Afghan security forces have been tested in battle and, quote, held their own against a determined enemy. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.